Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. I'm still waiting on my co-host, Barbara, but today we have Joseph Labruto on. Are you there, Joseph?
Hey, Johnny. I'm here. How's it going?
Very good. Now, let me see. Yeah. Now, I'm curious. I mean, you have said, do you ever talk to a spirit that is in hell? Because you say it's speaking to heaven, you know.
Yeah. For one thing, I don't believe there's a hell. There's tortured souls that live here on earth. And they create a hell for themselves when they pass over. But I don't believe there's a burning place of hell. There's negativity. If you look at anything, hell is where we live now. This is where we have adversity. This is where we have challenges here on earth. And when we pass and our soul pass into the next dimension, into the next higher vibration, we don't have these adversities here. We don't have the torture here. In the Bible, Jesus described hell as a burning place where people threw their trash, a place where people threw their trash and torch lit the fire. What he was trying to say is that people that were poor in the places where there were dumps and they lit fires to keep warm, that was how he described hell to them. So, like I said, I don't believe there's a person stuck in hell. If a person feels that they're in hell, they can create that in their own thoughts, in their own mind. But they're always surrounded by love, and they're always surrounded by people to help them get what they need to get.
Now, I'm going to introduce my co-host. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, you guys.
Hey,
hello.
Barbara, how are you?
Oh, I am so great. I've been thinking a lot about this show coming up, and a lot of things that you've taught us. So I'm excited about this hour.
Good. I was talking to Johnny earlier before we came on, and I'm going to be in his city this Saturday and Sunday. So he has to come out to see me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the place that you guys
are
going to get together after your event?
Yep, I'm going to be at Fort Walden, Florida, and I'm doing Saturday and Sunday events there, from workshops to events and everything. And it's like starting Saturday morning at 10 a.m., I'm going to be doing the workshop Unlock Your Psychic Abilities, where I teach people how to their psychic abilities, what they have, and how to enhance their psychic abilities, where their strengths are, from ESP, for color sensing, from reading billets, and to interpreting by sending energy to each other. Second workshop I'll teach
I would
is
love
called.
That.
And then
I'm
we
sorry
go into
to
mediumship.
You, I would love that, Joseph, so
yeah.
much. You know it because, you know, tuning in to what you already have. Maybe people don't even know they have this ability, but everybody's born with a little bit, aren't they?
Everybody can develop an ability on there. It's just learning how to do it and fine-tuning it. And with this workshop, Unlocking Your Psychic Abilities, I show where your strengths are, and we enhance our strengths, and we grow, and then we take that lesson home with us, and people will learn how to increase their psychic ability. And that's the first workshop.
Do you test them in the workshop in ways,
well,
or do you feel it?
It's not testing. What it is we pair up, we have fun, and I do a game where I give prizes to the best readers in the group. So it's all fun. It's not testing. It's just enhancing, and we get better and better as we go. And it's a progression, too. First, we start off with, like, circle, square, triangles, where I have little index cards with the, like, blue square, red circle, green triangle, where you look at the shape and you go to each person, you project that shape into each person, and they try to read it. Then we graduated to the next step where I have these color pencils, where we pick a color pencil not knowing the color, and we move it across our bodies, we have what's called chakras that have different colors from violet to indigo to blue. So I have the colors there where we'll be moving up and down the body. We try to match up the color pencil without looking at it to the body. When we move next step up is where I teach people how to read what's called billets, where there are pieces of paper folded up. I have seascapes, landscapes, and cityscapes written in the piece of paper. You hold the piece of paper and you feel what it is. Do you feel like you're in the city? Do you feel like you're in the ocean? Or do you feel like you're in the mountains? Whatever sensation you feel, or colors, do you feel like it's green, if it's blue, or it's city? And then you open up and we do that too. And when we get to the very end of the class, it's psychometry, where I have everybody give an object and put it into a basket and make sure nobody knows whose object it is. I have people pick an object from the basket. They don't know who the person is. They hold it in their hand. And I have a numerology chart that I made. It's like a cheat sheet to go with the psychometry. And people will actually I'll teach them how to do psychic readings using this chart and holding the energy of the object of that person. And they'll read that person out loud. So that's the beauty of the Unlock Your Psychic Mind workshop.
Did you come up with all of these games? I don't know what else to call them, but...
I know. No, well, I kind of incorporated a lot. I've been learning for many years, at least 30 years I've been learning all this, and I started off basically going into classes like this. So I took a little bit here and a little bit there from different workshops that I did, and I put this together. So
I love
it. Workshop.
This idea is amazing because people can go out with learning and just having so much, gaining so much from this. Johnny, are you going to do it?
I mean, I he says that he's going to get me in for free with not having to pay the $45. I don't know how he's going to do that, but...
I have...
What
I
do you
have
mean?
Influence.
He's
don't
just
worry.
Bruto,
I got clout.
He's in charge.
I got clout. Don't worry about that, Johnny.
Yeah.
I'll get you in.
Why you show up is what you're saying, right? Okay, good.
I'm the head guy. They're coming out to see me, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
if anybody
could get you in free, I think it would be him.
Yeah.
Would you like to go ahead and take a caller, perhaps?
Well, Why are you changing the subject?
I want to talk a little bit more about workshops and stuff here on air, too. Yeah. I'm pacing myself. I had a long day of readings today. The next workshop I have is called Mediumship Mentoring, where I actually teach people how to become mediums. And I kind of teach what I'm doing, my gifts, I don't know what to call them, tricks, but I have this ability where I make shortcuts where I can read people, where I get these signs and stuff like that. So I'm going to show people how to read and listen to the loved ones on the other side, how to bring messages.
It's called mediumship,
and step aside.
Mediumship what? Mentoring. Mentoring.
And that's the second workshop of the day. Then we're going to finish off that Saturday night, Speaking of Heaven, where I have a studio audience and I'll start to bring messages. And especially the ones who've been to my mediumship mentoring class, they can use the techniques that I taught them, and they can sit in the audience when I'm doing readings, and they can use the techniques that I taught them to read people too as they're sitting there, and that's the beauty of it too. But I'll be giving messages from heaven to the audience. The following day on Sunday, I'm doing a meditation. Now this is for free for everyone at 12 o'clock noon. I'm going to be doing a mass meditation for the group just to start everything. And then my next workshop is called, or my next event is called Divine Healing, bringing in the Ascended Masters, where I actually channeling these Ascended Masters into the room, and they do healing on people. And people could actually feel them, they feel themselves being touched. They could feel breathing down their neck. A few weeks ago at one of these, a woman said that she could have swore that somebody was tugging on her pant legs. And then she felt somebody sat on her lap. She went to open her eyes thinking I sat on her lap, and I was across the room. And then toward the end of the class, she just said that she used to have excruciating pain. She no longer has pain anymore. She was doing ballet to their car when she was leaving. And when I saw her a few days later, she said, Joseph, I still have no pain. And she wrote a beautiful testimonial letter. So I am a strong healer. I channel these healing masters. They do heal people from aches and pains, from major diseases. And it's incredible because I'm getting, you know, I get testimonies left and right about how they're being healed. And so I'm known as a healer.
Yeah.
So this is where my name, Joseph Man of God, comes into play. When they call me Man of God, is because of who I am as a healer.
Okay.
And that's Sunday morning. And then we're going to finish the day with my last workshop calling Contacting Your Angels and Spirit Guides, where I teach everybody. I put everybody under hypnosis. I teach about spirit guides and angels and how to speak to them, who are they, and just how to communicate with them. So that's the whole Saturday and Sunday that I'm there. And I'm going to try
that's
to see my grandchildren while I'm there, too, in between. But, yeah. So.
Oh, you have grandchildren?
Oh, yes, Barbara. I have grandchildren. I have 7 of them. So.
Oh, that's a lot. And you're so young. They must
love you. Barbara, I think I'm older than you. So. So
well,
yeah.
I feel like that would be weird if I was a grandma. I could if I would have had my daughter a lot younger. I couldn't be one, but she's 14.
Yeah, I have.
I mean, it's just weird to think of you as a grandpa, but like I said, you're probably really a favorite and very fun. But I wanted to just shout this out again, that this is this weekend, correct? In
this
Fort
weekend.
Alden, Florida?
Uh-huh,
okay.
This coming weekend. I'll be driving up on Friday. I'll stop by and see my daughter and grandkids on Friday, hang out with them, and then Saturday morning it all starts, and Sunday
and
too as
will
well.
And people just need to go to your website and sign up? Is that
yep.
where you would
you
like
to go
to send
my
everybody?
Website or on my Facebook page or on my website. My meetup group is on my website. You can click in and you can get all the information about signing up for anybody in the Panhandle. I've been advertising for
and
call
do
it,
people.
Okay.
Do they need any past experience to sign up for the mediumship mentoring
No,
class?
It's from basics to advanced. So you don't need any mediumship experience because I start off with the basics first, teaching what mediumship's about, how to connect to the loved ones, how to look for signs, to listen within. And then I go into becoming a medium, to opening up your own business, to creating a website, to having your own clientele. And that's how I go to at the very end of the workshop on it.
Well, that's kind of you, because some people will say, hey, I'm the ruler of this. I'm the best, and I'm not going
to
share it.
No, no, no.
There's
plenty to go
there.
Around in this world, and there's not a lot of mediums to help people out there. And, you know, so I don't, you know, I'm just that way. If I can help somebody in their own way, that's the way I'll do it. So,
would you like to
I know we have
before,
a lot of callers on the line.
Donnie, yeah. Before we take the caller, okay, I just want to say one more thing. When you come out to Huntington Beach, you can count on me being there because this is invaluable. I would love to learn from you in real life, in real person.
That's what I want to get in touch with you, Barbara, so we can get something in Huntington Beach, California, and we can do a whole weekend stuff in Huntington Beach. That would be beautiful.
Okay. I would love
to. I know
to.
You know
oh,
a lot of people
I definitely
there.
Will help you. Yes.
Yeah,
well,
you're,
all of L.A. mostly, because I'm relatively new, but people would travel down here. It's not that far. But we can promote it, and I would love to. So, okay, great.
I think I have your phone number, and I'll get you. I'll text you.
Yes.
And we'll get it going. I'll come to California.
Okay.
All right, Donnie.
And I know you will when you say you're going to do something.
Oh,
you
yeah.
will do it.
When I make a promise, I make a promise.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, Johnny, do we have somebody chomping at the bit to talk to
you? We do. Area code 954, you're on the air.
Hi, Carter.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, my name is Mary. Hi, Joseph. I'm calling
Hi.
From South Florida, and I haven't seen you in a very long time. And it's good to hear you. I've tried for 3 weeks to get on. I'm glad to finally be able to speak with you. And
your first name is Mary, you said?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, have we met before in the past, or?
Yes, at the metaphysical. I know you from South Florida, from the Metaphysical
the
Church.
The Metaphysical Church, where Kevin had the church there?
Yes, yes, uh-huh. It's been quite a while.
Okay, well, wonderful.
Good to see you.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we're speaking again.
Yeah,
so
me too.
How can I help you tonight, Mary?
Well, I have a lot of pressing questions, but the most current question that I need to have answered, I'm having a lot of health problems for some time, and I have been going both for medical consultation and holistic, et cetera, and have not been able to get any answers, and my condition doesn't seem to be improving at all. And
okay.
I'm very concerned. I just wanted to see if you pick anything up or where I'm going from here, if things are going to get any better.
How is your hips and legs right now, Mary?
Well, I'm having difficulty with some of the walking, but it's not
right.
Where the problem is. So I don't know if they're interconnected.
All right. Well, what I'm feeling is it's something to do with the legs and the hips right now. And I don't know if it's affecting your lower back or your back area, but that's what I'm seeing right now. How are your lungs, too, as well?
They're good. They're good. My main problem is probably the bladder area or the lower stomach area. That's where most of it is
okay.
The problem.
All right. So I'm going to stick to the lower extremes, like where I was on there.
Yeah.
So,
not the back.
All right, for one thing, I'm not a doctor, but what I'm feeling is where things are happening right now, and is when I say the hips in that area right there, it could be the lower extreme area too, because it's all in that area right now. And have they done any tests on the bladder or anything like that, like dyes or anything like that with you?
I had a CAT scan about a month ago. I had cystoscopy about a year ago, and I've had some ultrasounds, and they still are not. I've been to several specialists.
Have they found a cyst or anything in that area?
No.
All right. Well, one thing I have to say, I'm not a doctor, but this is what I'm feeling right now. Is there something in that area that's inflamed, and this is what's causing the problem?
Yeah, very much. Well, there's inflammation.
And I don't know if it's a cyst, but it's very inflamed. They're showing me that's causing that problem, and it's more where the uterus tract is, or they're showing me as well. This is something that you have to look into a specialist in that area. And I feel
that's
like this
what
is what's causing everything.
Opinions.
Okay. And it's affecting your walking, too. I feel like it affects your walking and everything. Everything from your waist down, and this is what it's affecting.
Very painful. Having trouble sitting.
Mm-hmm. All right. It has to do with something it's not like an infection or like a cyst, but it's inflamed, and I see it in that area, and this is where they have to focus on. Okay.
Do you think that they're going to finally put it together?
Yes, once you find the right doctor. So
yeah, that's the problem.
Keep searching. Okay. Yeah, keep searching until you get the right doctor.
Even get another specialist then.
Yeah, I feel that's what you need to do. But they will find what's going on.
They will find something to treat. I'll be okay if they can locate it.
You know me, I do my healings all the time. And I have some event. I have some healing events coming up in Fort Lauderdale. The next healing one I'll have is in Coral Springs, and that's in October. And that's where I'll do hands-on healing. So if you're not far from Coral Springs, that's the next time I'll be doing hands-on healing, and I feel like because my hands are healing.
You don't play other remote healings or anything.
I do remote healings, too, as well. So if you want to do remote healing with me, my sister Stacy can explain how all that works, too, because she had, what did she had? I can't remember, but I helped her what she had, too, and she's been fine as well. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I can check all that on your website, I assume.
Yes, and then call Stacy and she can tell you exactly what I do and how to do it. All right?
Okay, wonderful.
Well,
I'm glad you're doing so well. I read your first book and hope to get another. And
well, I have the second book out called Speaking to Heaven. I also have the Promise book out too, Metaphysical Teachings of Jesus. So I have all those books that that you can read.
I don't know how you do all that. It's amazing.
I don't know. I'm working on the fourth one too, so I gotta get some time where I some downtime and start writing. So.
I sent in one letter regarding a reading I had one time, a confirmation letter, and
a testimonial?
A testimony, that's the word. Yeah, I sent that in.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you remember the time that you were picking up something about a bunny, and I could not identify this bunny, and it was very puzzling. I thought it was a person. And a few days later, I went to my parents' grave, and of all things, sitting right on their grave was a stuffed bunny. And
I remember now.
Pretty astounded. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember
saying
a stuffed rabbit or a bunny, a stuffed rabbit, and you couldn't place it. And then the very next day, you went to your parents' cemetery, and then you saw the bunny sitting there on the grave. Wow.
Exactly.
Yes, I remember you writing that now. I remember that testimony.
I still have that bunny. I keep that with me all the time to remember. It was pretty shocking. I had to call everybody and tell them where the bunny was. The bunny went home with me. So.
Well, that's what happens.
I know
to me,
you're good.
Sometimes we can't make place what's going on, and then it makes sense later. And you know, you couldn't place the bunny, and then until you went to your parents' grave, and there was a stuffed bunny sitting on the grave. So, you know, that's just awesome.
It was like right around Memorial Day or something. It was a holiday, and I was there alone, and I was like crying, and I couldn't believe it, and I had to hurry up and tell people. So I said, now I know where the bunny is. Oh my God.
Aw, that's beautiful. I have to look up your testimony. I'm going to look up your testimony again and post and repost it. I'm going to look and repost your testimony.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for that guidance.
Thank you, Mary. God bless.
Thank you.
I'm going to send healing to you as well, too. So, okay. Thank you.
That's nice. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
And thank you for following Joseph for so long and the testimonials you've written in. That's all it takes. You just say the bunny, and then she sees the bunny, the stuffed bunny there. And,
yeah,
it was a few days later. Right there.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, she couldn't place it during the reading, but after the reading, a few days later, you know, to visit the cemetery and see a stuffed bunny sitting by the stone, it shocked her. So, yeah, I remember the story now when she told me. So.
Oh, yeah, you said something in a reading to me about butterflies, and at first, of course, I couldn't see where that would, you know, be in the story I was telling you, but then later I saw the invitation and it had butterflies all over it for the writing about the funeral for that person. And it just was so interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so, yeah.
I forgot to tell you. And you appreciate that, right? When people come back and say, hey, remember?
Oh, I sure do.
Yeah.
That gives me validation that I'm on the right track and everything. So.
Keeps you
going, a lot of things I do say, and then it happens, you know, afterwards, and then people go, oh my God, Joseph just said that. For instance, I'm going to share a story with I was doing a reading this last week. This is the second time I saw this young girl. She's 32 years old, lost her husband to COVID last month, and you know, she's all new to this, doesn't know about heaven and all this, and just very broken. So I told her in her first reading to go to the beach and look at the beach. You're going to find rocks and shells. You're going to find a rock or shell shaped as a heart, and he's going to send that to you. Well, when she came to her second reading last week, she said, Joseph, you're not going to believe it. I went to the beach, like you said, to look for heart-shaped rocks and shells. I have 12 rocks that are perfectly heart-shaped that I found. 12 of them.
Wow.
12 of them.
Wow.
Well, you know, I was going to say, would you, are there certain things that are considered symbols? Like, for instance, I've heard, like, this is something that an English person told me. It was an English major. She told me that there's some discrepancy. You know, that a seagull means life and death. To some people, it means life, and to some people, the death in another one. That's what I've heard.
People can interpret things differently. I don't know about the seagull one, but like red cardinals and butterflies, they're pretty popular and stuff. I like to get more, not as general, but more specific. Like when I told the young girl, there's a heart-shaped rock looking for you, and she found 12 of them that night. You know, and then the one that we just, for Mary, the reading, I said something about a bunny. Is there a stuffed bunny? And then she goes to the cemetery, and there's a stuffed bunny by the stone. You know, those are the stuff that are more specific. But, yeah, there is signs out there that means different, interpreted in different ways. But, you know, it's to each his own, I say, on that.
Yes, and you can save a lot of money, it seems like, going to you for the healing. And all the hassle with all the doctors and the appointments. You don't really need it. Why not try you first?
Well, yeah, well, can everybody be healed? You know, no, not everybody could be healed, but most people can. You know what it is? It's having trust and faith. I always say have trust, faith in God. I'm just the messenger. I'm the tool. God works through me. My masters, my healing masters, Yeshua, who you know is Jesus, works through me. Joshua, Guan Ying. Archangel Raphael, all of these masters come through, and people can actually feel them breathing on their neck, touching them, pulling their legs, turning their head as they start to heal people. So I'm just a channel, and as I channel, I just bring in this loving source of healing. Just like my messages from heaven, I just a channel, a medium. I hear the loved ones on the other side, and I bring those messages to you.
Right, so. But some people can block it. What about hypnosis?
Well,
can
everybody you can block.
Be hypnotized?
Yeah, that's it. It's how open you are. In mediumship reading, bringing the loved ones, if you're very skeptical, you're going to block it. If you feel you cannot be healed, you're going to block it as well. It's like I had a friend of mine. She recently passed this year, but in 2013, she seeked me out. She had stage 4 cancer. She's also a nurse, an oncology nurse. She works with cancer patients, but she was on leave. She only had a few weeks to live, they told her, and she came out looking for me. And I said, let's experiment. At this time, I was at the beginning stages of 2013. That was the first year I started healing people. And I experimented her. I remember it was every Wednesday night she came to my house for healing, and this was October 2013. When she got retested again in December 2013, she was completely cancer-free. It was not one bit of cancer. The doctors were baffled because here she had stage 4. They told her she only had weeks, and they couldn't find a trace of cancer. So she came to me regularly from 2013. I knew her all the way to 2020. And I every birthday she would invite me to, and she would thank me. She said, Joseph, I'm here because of you. But in 2020, she did pass away from cancer.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
So, but the thing is, she had all these many more years of cancer-free from the healing where she would
and
have
no
passed
pain.
Away in 2013.
Cancer-free means no treatment,
and
no pain, and those years
and,
of that. I can see why she loves me so much.
She gifted me this shirt that I wear all the time. It's a gray shirt. It has a drawing of an Indian chief. So those of you who are listening probably can know the shirt that I wear all the time with the Indian chief. But she gifted me that way back in 2013 when I healed her. And she gave it, or 2014, a year later, she gave it to me for my birthday. So every time I wear that Indian shirt, I think of her.
And I do love that spiritual Native Indians, like I told you about, because I studied them so much, being from Seattle. Oh, you could learn so much just even reading all those Indian quotes.
Well, if you ever came to my place, Barbara, my walls are filled with Native American art. Oh. It's everywhere. Yeah. My daughter calls it the wall of death.
Oh, you know what? I should do that. You know, when you have a strong feeling for something, that's the art you should put up.
Yeah, that's what I do. I have all that art up in here, and so it's you know, my daughter calls it the wall of death when she was little. I have people call it a museum when they look at it too. It looks like a museum. So.
Oh wow! I'd love to see your collection.
So
this
whatever you're in South Florida,
then.
You're in South Florida, Barbara.
I will. But I wanted to ask you if you've ever come across doctors. Say you are working with a client and they have gone to their doctor and the doctor just doesn't believe it. Have you run across people like that? Or do they generally want to work together with you?
No, with medical doctors, no. It's the healing thing is pretty new with me compared to the mediumship. Now, I have had psychotherapists and psychologists refer their clients to me when they're in grieving process and they're having a hard time getting over the grieving process, and they'll say, go see Joseph. And then I would bring that loved one through for them. And they would have so much closure in that one session, so much healing compared to months of counseling. So a lot of counselors had refer me to their clients. Come to medical doctors and not yet. So like I said, my healing things is starting to get out there. I need to promote it more. I don't promote it as much as I do at my mediumship, but this is something I'm going to focus on this year because the healing is important as well as the mediumship,
really?
And we need to put it out
really
there.
Important. Oh, yes, and just healing, I saw on your website, ourjourneyoflife.com, by the way, everybody, make sure you stop by. I saw that you heal energy, people's energy, because sometimes don't you feel... Well, in general, people can feel angry and just mad at the world.
That's the whole healing aspect. It's not just physical healing. It's mentally, physically, and spiritually. I had a testimonial written from a gentleman who was on all this medication for antidepressive, and he was on years of it. He came to my healing session, and he said, Joseph, within 4 or 5 weeks, I started weaning off the medication, and I'm off the medication now completely. And I had one time a person said that she wanted to quit smoking, and she said little by little, she said within 4 weeks, she stopped smoking because of the healing. It's what we put out there is what we want. I tell the people, concentrate, focus on the healing you need, be it mentally, physically, or spiritually. I don't need to know. The masters will know where to go. And just trust and believe. That's all you need to do. And work.
Yes. And I want to be hypnotized. I was thinking maybe I can't be. You know, you always have these doubts with something new, but I would love to try it. And Johnny once said he wanted to get somebody on the air to do it live, but I never wanted to do that.
Well,
he kind of dropped
it,
but maybe.
Well, there are hypnotists out there that are very good, and I'm going to share a funny experience with me. I was 19 years old, and I was out with a few buddies out at the bar. And you know when they have the hypnotist show up there and people go up and they do the hypnotist show? Well, my buddies and I, we went up there, and they were doing their thing. We had a hard time hypnotizing us, and I remember him going, his name was Keith and I. He went up to Keith and he said, when I say this, you're going to kiss him. And I can hear Keith under his breath, if you kiss me, Joe, I'm going to punch you. And I'm saying back to him, don't worry, I'm not going to kiss you. So then he left, and then everything was done, and we looked at each other, I guess we can't get hypnotized. We all went back to the audience, and then the hypnotist said the words Elvis Presley out loud, and I started singing Don't Step on My Blue Suede Shoes out loud, just like that. I don't remember him saying that to me or anything. So the moral of this is if you're comfortable with something when you're hypnotized, you're going to do it, but if you're uncomfortable about the situation, you're not going to do it. So I was okay. I was okay impersonating Elvis that day, I guess.
You were okay with that, but not kissing Keith.
Yeah, I wouldn't kiss Keith, but I did say don't step on my blue suede shoes in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I remember everybody looking at me like, what the heck you're doing?
That is
Are
so
you
funny. Okay, so then I'm not worried. Johnny, then I would do it on air.
Right.
Yeah,
if
that
something that's
I
against
won't
your principle.
Wrong.
Yeah, you won't do you. Okay. Yeah, you won't quack like a duck or hop like a bunny. If it's something that you feel uncomfortable with, you're not going to do it.
Or tell a secret. See, I thought, oh no, or, maybe I'm going to say something
okay,
I
yeah,
will
yeah,
regret
yeah.
on air. You know.
Nope.
So okay,
nope,
I feel good about it then.
There you go.
Right.
Maybe we'll do that when you come on my show when they can see us, Joseph, because that's what my show's about that Johnny's producing, where you would be on camera, actually. It's not just talk radio.
Okay. I do. That's how I normally do Zoom shows or stuff on Zoom and live video. That's how I normally do it.
And would you hypnotize me? Would you hypnotize me?
Oh, I'm not a hypnotist, so... You know,
oh,
it'd be fun trying. I would love
workshop.
To try, but
I thought
you know,
said
I
you
do,
did do that
in my
at the workshop.
Okay, yeah, in my workshop, I do the it's my guides who hypnotize. So when I do my workshop, I channel in my guide Indigo, and Indigo kind of puts everybody under. So it's pretty cool. But me personally, I've never hypnotized anybody. So
no,
I always
okay.
wanted to learn, though. I always wanted to learn.
Well, we'll have fun. We'll have fun anyway on my show. Yes,
we have a caller. So is it okay to put the caller on?
Yep, let's go.
There you go, 860, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's calling?
This is Amla.
Hi, Emma. Have we met before? Is this the first time?
I think I called you maybe a year ago or over that, over a year ago.
Amla. Joseph, this is Amla. I know her.
Yeah.
Oh, Amla.
Yeah.
It's good to have. Not Emma, but Amala. Okay. Names are very important. Names carry energy, so it's important that I have the right name. So on there. It's like sometimes people are afraid to give, when people meet me privately, sometimes they give a fictitious name at first. And here I'm focusing on the name, When they meet me, they give me another name, and I go, what? And I have to start over again because I'm trying to get the energy of that name, and I have to start over. So that's very important. So what can I do for you tonight?
So it's been, I've been on this path of, like, a lot of soul searching, and it's been, you know, my path has been very, the few words are topsy-turvy, curvy. I'm a deep thinker, and I just feel like, where are my people that I could actually really get along with? I would love to have a relationship. It's been a long time, and I'd love to be in one with a partner, and I'm ready for it. I'm just wondering what
you see. Well, that's the key, is to be ready for it. When our mindset is at a place where we're open to it and we're accepting to it, we can manifest that person to come in. I always tell people to do what's called like a vision board or a list. Write down the qualities of a person that you want, and then you focus on it. You look at the qualities, you read it. Every day you wake up or right before you go to bed, just read your list of the qualities of that person and just kind of put it out there in the universe to bring that person in. And I find that it does work on there. So the key is to set yourself up, manifest it, and, you know, it may not be 100% your list, but if you get 80% or so, that's good on there. So let's go psychically. Ask the question, when do I see someone coming into your life? I got to have your age. How old are you?
I am 47.
Okay. 47 years young. 3-4 years ago, I have a mix of energy with you. What happened 3-4 years ago? Were you in a breakup?
Yes,
that
you're
was really
so right on.
Bad. What I do is I sense energy. I go back first before I go forward, and I felt like this was heartbreaking. I feel like you were stomped and ripped out.
Yeah,
hard to trust anyone again. You had all the feeling to do.
Exactly, and I found this was my second love. I fell in love for the first time when I was 34. I'm a late bloomer, and then this was my second one. And now, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get through it, and to really, you know, feel those feelings. And you know, all that. It's a grieving process, right? So, you know, I had to do all
right.
of that. It took me years. It took me a while to do that. But I feel centered. I feel grounded. I feel whole, and I feel like I'm me. I finally get to be me. And that's why I feel like I'm ready.
See, it's a work in process or progress you're doing, and you had to go through this work. That's why I felt like 3-4 years ago, and it took you this long to get here because of that hurt you had to get through. Doing the work and doing the progress of the work puts you in a stronger place. I always tell people you have to love yourself before you can have anybody love you, and this is what you were working on yourself, to love yourself, to feel good about yourself. What happens are we're energetic beings, and as we heal, as we get more trusting and open, our vibrations increase, and it gets out there. And we're like a lighthouse. We attract, light attracts light, or we attract what comes to us like us. So you're at the point now where you're putting out this light, and you're attracting the same light. You know the difference. You know what you don't want anymore. You know the people who drain your energy, or you're a person that you're very giving, you're very loving, but you have these attachments come to you, needy men, I want to call them. So that's what you had come in the past, these needy men, and you can't fix these needy men. You have learned that. I felt like you tried to fix them in the past. So now it's time to have someone who treats you, puts you on a pedestal, who treats you like you need to be treated, and you're on the same level on there, and this is important, and I feel like this is where you are right now. You're 47 years old. I feel like this is going to happen within weeks, not months, not years. I feel that this fall, we're in September, going into October, I feel this fall this person's going to come into your life. It's going to be a friend of a friend. It might be a party that you meet this person from, or a get-together, but it's going to be a friend of yours is going to know this person, and I just feel he has a great sense of humor, very good smile, very charming, very talkative. He's going to be a person who talks more than you, and you're going to be listening more. And this is what I feel. So expect this within weeks, in October.
Wow. Really?
When
the way you were going, it was so funny. You're I love the way you read, by the way. You're amazing with, like, I love the when you go to the past and you kind of explain it. You're really good. I gotta call you. It's interesting talking to you. You're amazing as far as it's not because of what you said, it's just how you said it.
Well, it always
starts
in the past. We always hold on to the past, and we can't hold on to the past. The healing starts back there, and we move up to the now, and then where we are in the now, it brings us the future. And that's when I do life path readings. I do a lot of relationship readings for people.
That's awesome.
I do. I always sense the energy where it's disruptive, the worst part. And I start there, and then I move forward over the healing process and all the way up. So.
Do you think someone is with you? Said this guy might be more talkative than I am. Am I going to go the other direction? I'm going to get like a deer in the headlights and be frozen, because I can imagine myself doing that.
Well, no, you're just going to, it's almost like being intoxicated with someone or just being admiring the person. The person's going to talk, and you're just going to be admiration over this person and what they have to say. And that's what it is. Like, you're going to be in awe. It's just saying you're going to be in awe. Yeah. So you'll talk back and forth and stuff. He's not like going to be a talker and don't let you talk. It's just you're going to be in awe of him, and you love listening to him. And that's what it's going to be.
Wow. This is amazing. I got to call you guys back and tell you it's
you deserve it.
Well, friend me on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook, friend me, and just message me when things happen. This is what people do all the time. When things happen, comes to fruition, they message me to tell me what's happening.
I will absolutely do that, and I'll tell Barbara and, of course, Johnny. Johnny has
I was just going to say something, Amla. You know, there may come a time when Joseph might be on Barbara's show via video. Isn't that right, Barbara?
Oh, yes. Okay. And I want people to be able to come on and we can see them and, you know, get a better feel for who they are by looking at them. And I would love for you to join that, Amala.
Oh, That'd be wonderful. Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure talking to all three of you.
Yeah, thank
it's
you,
amazing.
Okay.
You have great
thank
energy.
You.
Great energy. That's a good start, right, Joseph?
That's
she
it.
Has very
I
good
I feel the good energy. Nope, she's done the work.
She's opened
she's
up.
Done the homework, and she's there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, she has. Okay, great. Thank you, Amala. And I'm so excited to hear about your new love. When he comes,
now,
he's coming.
Do you want, because we have about 50 minutes left, do you want to take maybe one more caller? Or do you want to talk?
We can talk and take. We have time for another caller, too. 15 minutes.
All right, I'll put this person. Did you want to talk or caller?
Johnny.
Yeah, well, tell the person. We'll catch you. I want to talk a little bit about the reading and how I work those readings.
Yeah.
So, I understand.
Well,
yeah.
Also, we could shout out how to get a hold of you, too, because this is exciting. It's just this weekend, September 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday, in the Destin area, Fort Walton.
Fort Walton, Destin.
Florida.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And can I give out the number? I saw it on your Facebook, the phone number, in case they would like to just call for the details.
Sure. They can give out the number.
Joseph Labruto III, America's most loved medium. That almost sounded like the third most loved medium. No.
Oh, no. Joseph Labruto III, yeah. And I also use Man of Mystery in Enchantment. I'm kind of moving over back into there now, Joseph Man of Mystery in Enchantment.
Oh,
I'm
like
changing
that
the advertising
too.
A little bit. So it keeps me mysterious.
I like that too.
Like, what is this guy? So,
I mean, that is
and everything.
That's always alluring
but,
to use that word.
But, you know, I'm known as a medium, but I do a lot of psychic readings as well. I call them life path readings because being a life path reading, we have free will. We can always change the outcome of the reading and because it's not set in stone. And I love giving
that's
directions where I see and everything. So you know what, my healing, my life
path.
Or
they're
now?
On the wrong or the right path, you can tell them, hey,
yeah,
you're on the wrong path.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
And I can tell them, I can put them right on the right path. I get red flags.
You're
I see red flags,
counseling.
Green flags, and I'll know where I'm going.
All right.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Okay. Right.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Are you
go
ready
ahead
for
and bring the next caller on.
Okay.
Yep.
Area code 631, you are on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, what is your first name?
My name is Kim.
Hi, Kim. Have we spoken
Hi,
before?
Joe.
Is this the first time?
This is the first time I'm speaking with you, yeah.
Welcome, Kim. Where are you calling from?
Thank you. I live in Long Island, New York.
I was born in Long Island.
Were you?
So
I'm Suffolk County?
Yeah.
Nassau County?
Nassau County.
Nassau, okay.
Nassau County. So I'm officially a Long Island medium.
There you go. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
what can I do for you today or tonight?
Well, I'm calling in because I've had a really difficult year. I recently lost my husband of 26 years, and
tell me how. Just,
nope,
just you lost your husband.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm really having a difficult time because we met in 10th grade, and so I've known him more than...
Don't tell me. If you want to speak to your husband, the less I know, the better I am.
I do, yes. So that's why I'm calling, to see if there's anything...
Okay, yep. You never want to feed a medium. You want the medium to tell you everything. I just need to know that your husband passed away. That's all I need to know, okay?
Okay.
All right, I want you to take a deep breath, Kim.
Okay.
I want you to focus and ask him in your mind, ask him to be here. Tell him it's very important that you want to hear from him. Why do I got Honey Bun? Anybody call you Honey Bun?
No.
Okay, you ever call you Honey?
I mean, yeah. At times,
okay.
Yeah.
What I'm feeling is, my lungs are filling up, and they're starting to hurt right now, and I have a hard time breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that there's a separation between the two for some reason, too. Did he pass this past year or last year, by the way?
Just about 2.5 months ago.
Okay, 2.5 months ago. What affected his lungs? I have him can't breathe. Shallow
he
breathing.
Had lung,
is he on
lung
oxygen?
Cancer.
Okay,
yeah.
Lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He just showed me shallow breathing. He couldn't breathe. He had to have oxygen and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what a fighter he was, Kim.
Yeah.
Heaven is not heaven without you. You've always been the love of his life. You've always been there. You've always been his cheerleader. You know when they say behind a successful man is the woman, the wife, or girlfriend
yeah.
behind a
mm-hmm.
He's telling me that. He says all his success is because of you. You always encouraged him. You always pushed him to do his best. You always encouraged him to get the best job or do the right career. And this is something that he always wanted to provide you for. He always wanted to provide for you, and he always wanted to you were the first love of his life and the only love of his life, he said.
Mm.
And that is special. This is something that no one could ever say. We had everybody admired us and what we had. What happens, Kim, they merge with me, so if I sound like him, like speaking to you, it's him talking through me, okay? But we had...
Yeah.
All our friends used to say, I wish we were like you. What is your secret for a successful marriage? Everybody wanted to know, what was your secret? Because you were best friends for life.
Yep.
Sometimes when we get married, we don't become best friends anymore. And we kind of, but you always stayed best friends.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. He said he would marry you all over again. Because it was his best thing. He liked surprises, too. He liked surprising you.
Oh, yeah.
always came home with something to surprise you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We never went to bed angry, and we always said, I love you.
Always.
That is the key to success. He said, that's the key to success, everybody. Always say, I love you before you go to bed.
Always. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful.
You kiss his picture. You kiss his picture goodnight every night.
Yeah. Yep.
And you still say goodnight, I love you, right before bed.
Yep.
He's there.
And I was actually his cheerleader because he was on the basketball team and I was a cheerleader
in high school. See, you're always cheering. That's what I mean. You always cheer him on. Since high school on, you've always been his cheerleader. You always cheered him on for everything. That's why he was so successful in life.
Does he, or can you ask him if he's happy and does he know how important he was? Because on Earth, he didn't know that.
When they come through for me, I could feel their peace. I could feel, let me just say I could feel at peace. The word happy, you know, he may feel sad not being there where he can comfort you, like he wishes he can comfort you. But being at peace, a mind where he is, he could be with you every day, he said, 24/7. That is the beauty of it. He wants you to sense him 24/7. He's never going to leave your side. He'll always be there.
Good.
What's with the dog? You have a dog, by the way?
We do.
Does the dog run around like a house going crazy, like somebody's in the house and barking at nothing?
Well, no, the dog is actually the complete opposite, and it was a joke in our family because the dog has outlived all of his relatives, his own children, his parents, his
everything. So then he's talking it. So the dog's a joke. Okay, so he's mentioning the dog then for some reason.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If
Rocky,
that was the joke
Rocky.
Of the family that the dog outlives everyone, then he's saying, how's the dog? He's asking,
how's
the dog?
Rocky's so good. Rocky. Yeah, and he would always say, Rocky's going to outlive me, and he did.
All right. So that's why I had to mention the dog. Okay.
Thank you.
That was his sense of humor.
I appreciate
that was his
it.
Sense of humor.
Wow. That was really, like you said, some really very prominent things that I really think, I don't know, you were spot on. Really
Thank
spot
you.
On with the things you said. I'm going to have to call you again because
what happens is they they merge with me, and I felt his personality come through and the words he wanted to use for you. And I just let them speak through me.
Oh, I appreciate it. I really do.
I don't know where Honey Bunch comes, but I have to get
Honey Bunch. I don't know that.
All right.
His mother called him Honey Bunny.
Okay, Honey Bunny. Ah. Okay.
That's
so maybe that's Honey Bunny then.
Yeah.
His mom's passed?
No, she's still here.
All right, then maybe this is a message for his mother then.
Yeah.
She's mentioning, I thought it was Honey Bunch, but Honey Bunny will work. And maybe just check on mom. Tell her I love her.
Yeah.
And I think that's why.
Yeah, okay. I will. Well, I am going to definitely be calling you, Joseph. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys for taking my call tonight.
You're welcome,
ma'am.
Kim. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Are you all still there?
I was talking and it was on mute. I'm so sorry. I was just saying that that's really going to help Kim because, you know, she just lost her husband. It sounds like a very, very, very close relationship.
The cancer a couple months ago. Yeah. Normally the ones that pass within the year.
But now she can heal because you did that same thing for me just a couple of months after my mom passed away. And when you told me that a few things that she was saying to me and that I really did see her in my dream, that really helped me heal. And it made me feel like, that she's here with me at all times. Oh, my gosh, I have really healed from a lot of sad feelings since then. And I know Kim will, too, just hearing those things. Mm-hmm.
It
helps so much, doesn't it, Joseph?
It does. But in Kim's case, they've been together since high school, and it's going to take time for her. She'll be grieving for a while. But I always teach heaven is within our heart, and we can communicate that way. Spirits go through different transitions in life, and with her husband, with natural cause, and how close they were, I just feel like he's going to be by her side forever until she's ready, unless she moves on and remarries and stuff. But my feeling is that he'll be there all the time. So.
Okay. Well, I have a little question for you now that you just said that. If she finds somebody else, okay, things change.
What happens is the spirit of the loved one, the spouse, will give them space. If she happens to move forward with her life and meet someone, her husband will give her space so she can be with that person. She'll always have a piece of him in her heart. He'll always be there. When she passes away, she'll see her husband again. When the second husband or second person passes away, too, she'll see that person, too. We could be in multiple places at once. We're not a single individual anymore. We're light, and light can travel everywhere. So her light can be with the two individuals as the light merges into one soul. And that's the beauty of it when we pass away.
Well, can the light be not happy with what they see? Because my stepdad recently called me and said that he is already dating a new lady. And they're selling her house. So that was 2 months after my mom passed away. He contacted this woman from college days, and now that's an item. And I have felt a kind of an empty, sick kind of little pit in my stomach. I should be happy for anybody who's happy. But there was something about it that it just made me not feel so happy. Why, Joseph?
Well, it's because you felt like he doesn't love your mother as you thought he loved your mom, and your mother was replaced very quickly, and that's where you're coming from.
After 29 years of marriage, yes.
Yeah. We're physical beings here on Earth, and we only have a certain amount of – with your father or your stepfather there. Is this your father or your stepfather? I'm sorry.
It's my stepfather.
Okay. You know, we have needs, we have feelings.
Years, yes.
But we have needs, we have feelings, and he's probably a person who can't be alone. Doesn't mean he doesn't love your mother. He's just a person that has to have someone there. But when he does pass, he'll see your mother, and they'll pick off from where they left off.
And if he's with this person too and this person, they could be more places than one. You don't have to be with one person. It's a melting pot. I call it a soul family, and we all reunite with our soul family.
But the light, because I know you like to call them light,
I call it light. Well, we all become light. When we pass away our soul, we're light. And we all become, when you hear we're an image of God, we're an image of light, because God is light, God is love, God is unconditional
right.
love. So that's who we become, unconditional love. So
there's no room for them to feel bad about anything. Like my mom's not up there looking down, feeling
right.
like, oh my gosh,
imagine,
you got a new one.
Imagine our life. Imagine a life is a movie. This is just a movie, and we're just actors. We're in a play of life right now. And when we pass away, we shed our body, and we come back into light. And what we did here, that was a movie. I did this, I did that. Maybe I can do something better the next time I decided to do something, go do another movie and rewrite the movie. I'll do something differently the next time. But this is just a play of life. It's short. We're here to learn from experience. The harder the experience, the faster the growth we have. But the thing is to stay strong. We have adversity in life. There is hardship in life, but we choose this hardship for a reason, to make us a stronger person, to help us grow. But once we're done with this body, this existence, we turn into pure love unconditionally, and we just kind of reflect back on the life that we live, and we have a chance to do it all over again. And come back again.
We do? You mean reincarnation?
That's reincarnation. Uh-huh. Yep.
What if they don't want to? Is it up to them, or does it just happen?
It is up. It's up to our soul. If we don't feel like we want to come back, we don't have to come back to this earth. Now, you know, if you look at the galaxy, there's billions of galaxies out there. There's, you know, even though we don't have proof of life anywhere, there's life elsewhere, you know, the extraterrestrials and different things, so... Our soul are all connected. When we say we're all one, we are all one with the universe. We're all interconnected with beings everywhere. So if we choose a lifetime elsewhere, other than Earth, we can do that. The schoolhouse, the Earth is the hardest, I call it the schoolhouse of karmic growth. The Earth, this is the hardest place to live. We have so much lesson, adversity, tragedy here on this Earth, heavy energy, negative energy. Other places aren't as heavy as Earth or as dense as Earth. So if we choose not to come here, we don't have to come here. But we come here to Earth because we learn the strict lessons, and we learn our lessons hard, and we grow faster by coming here to Earth.
It's very interesting. I think I was thinking about this show before we started, and I wanted to let you know what I was thinking. I was thinking heaven just to me sounds boring, but now... that I know that I will have a choice to come do it again and be reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking, okay, that's more up my alley because I like interesting.
Well,
I don't mind hardship. I mean, I know I'm learning, and I know I'll get through it.
And heaven is like the ultimate fantasy. It's all thought creates our reality. It's like we enjoy our life. For instance, when back in the day when you started your modeling and stuff, maybe that was your best time in your life that you really enjoyed. Maybe that will be your heaven when you go there. You'll start like you start over again and you get discovered and everything. Maybe that's heaven for you. We pick times in our lives that we enjoy and we resonate to, and we make that our heaven. For instance, Kim that I read, her husband, when she passes away, I bet you her and her husband will be in 10th grade again, him playing basketball and her being the cheerleader, because that's when they met. And I bet you that would be a little bit of their heaven. And that's what all heaven is about.
I'll be
great
dancing
in her mind.
Heaven.
You'll be
yes.
dancing in heaven,
I mean,
you see? That's where,
yeah,
that's
that
where you get your
highlight.
Joy.
Okay,
yes. So that's what...
Wow, okay,
that's
now
what,
it's going to be fun, Joseph.
Yeah, you see what I mean? And then we do it
yeah.
for a while. It's like a little vacation. And then we get bored and we want to learn a little more and we decide to reincarnate and we reincarnate again. So.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple
yeah.
of your books and I am starting them. So I suggest everybody else goes and does the same.
I'll advise you to read Is There More to Life Than What We Know? That's all about the topic we talk about, heaven and about karmic responsibility, about Mother Earth, why we're here. And lesson. That's
just
that's
because you know me and what I've been, the questions I ask and things I find interesting. So you know what book I would
like the most. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a book that will resonate. That's a book that resonates with you. So,
awesome.
And
well, thank
get
you
me
so
to Cali-
much for
get,
another.
Get me to go. California, Barbara. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
I will, but I'm so excited that you're going to Johnny's area, too, this weekend, Destin, Fort Walton, Saturday and Sunday. Everybody go to ourjourneyoffaith.com, Joseph Labruto III. He has a website, and that's what it's called. And go there or call the number. Call him directly and find out, or get his secretary. And call him. Call them at 850-533-6565 if you'd rather get the info on the event that way. But do it, everybody.
Yep.
I mean, this is invaluable, like I say. And I will help you get to Huntington Beach. Not L.A. We're going to do it down in Huntington Beach where it's spiritual.
I heard Huntington Beach. Yeah, I heard Huntington Beach is a very spiritual place. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to hold you to
Thanks.
It.
Okay. I know you will. Okay. Well, you've actually mentioned it every time, so I know you're serious about this, and it's going to be great. It is going to be awesome.
Okay.
So, John, do you have
anything
else? I'm sorry. Go ahead,
what?
Joseph.
Yeah, I was just going to thank
Go
the
ahead.
Both of you for having me on tonight. And
okay.
Johnny, I look forward to meeting you. Don't bail on me this week.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Tell you what, Johnny, if I don't see you, this is the last show I'm doing. If I see you, I'll do more shows with you. How about
He's
that?
He's moving on to the Barbara Moore show, Johnny boy. Get your butt
no,
down
I'm
there
kidding.
This weekend. I'm going to stay on top of him.
I'm going to come out to the Speaking to Heaven event so you can see me give messages. You can just sit back in the audience and watch. It's Saturday night,
so
7 p.m.
There might be some interesting women in the group you could meet. Got to get yourself out there.
Hey,
yeah.
if you need a wingman, Johnny, I'm your guy. I'm very talkative. No problem. I can introduce.
Yeah. Going to get partnered up with somebody hot. I just feel it. All right. Well, thank you again, and I look
All
forward
right.
to having you as a guest on my show sooner than
I look
later,
forward
the
to
Barbara
it,
Moore show. Johnny will schedule
right.
that then.
Okay.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Thank you. All right. Good night.
Have a great night. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.